Democrats' Top Priority After Victory, Amnesty. By Joel B. Polak on July 13, 2020. Democrats believe the top priority of a Joe Biden administration in 2021 would be passing amnesty for millions of illegal aliens in the country, according to a new report in The Hill. Increasingly, the party believes that it will not only win the White House, but also the Senate, controlling the entire government for the first time since 2009 to 2010. Then, Democrats briefly enjoyed a filibuster-proof majority. Now, Democrats are considering doing away with the filibuster altogether, allowing themselves to pass sweeping legislation by simple majority vote. And the first priority will be legalizing the 11 million plus illegal aliens, providing them a path to citizenship and the right to vote, and permanently reshaping the American electorate, essentially killing the Republican Party. The Hill reports. Democrats are vowing to move forward with immigration reform if presumptive nominee Joe Biden is elected president and the party also takes back the Senate in this fall's elections. The prospect would set up a bruising battle in Congress next year, one that Democrats shied away from in 2009 and 2010. After Barack Obama won the presidency in 2008 and Democrats expanded their Senate majority and controlled the House. Durbin noted that Biden and Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, ill, have both pledged to make immigration reform the first issue raised after a successful November. "They've all said it's first up," Durbin said in remarks before the Senate left for the July 4 recess. In passing amnesty, Democrats would be picking up where they left off in an ambitious progressive agenda first articulated in 2007 by party strategist and convicted felon Robert Creamer. Breitbart News revealed in 2009 that Creamer had written a political manual, "Listen to Your Mother, Stand Up Straight. How Progressives Can Win," 7 Locks Press, 2007, while serving federal time for a check-kiting scheme. Creamer, well-connected in Chicago politics, joined the Obama campaign upon his release. His work provided the blueprint for the Obama agenda. The plan was to use universal health care as a battering ram to force open the gates of Congress to radical legislation. Then, immigration reform was to follow, along with other steps to transform the United States, permanently. Immigration hawks have warned for years that legalizing those currently in the country would mean the end of the GOP, turning the U.S. into a larger version of California, which is essentially a one-party state with little hope of future political opposition. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.